Today's we celebrate the fourth Thursday of Lent, which marks we're only 10 days from the beginning of a Holy Week. We hear from the 32nd chapter of the book of Exodus, and in this passage we've got this iconic account of Moses' dialogue with God on the top of Mount Sinai. The people have just been freed from the oppressive tyrant rule of Pharaoh, and now they're free and they're at the base of Mount Sinai, and Moses has gone up and he's been gone for 40 days now. The people grow a little restless. And while Moses is up there, today's the account of the Lord turning to Moses and say, go down at once to your people because they're up to no good. And the no good that they're up to is that they've made this golden calf, and now they're worshiping it, they're sacrificing to it, and even they're crying out to it, this golden calf, saying, this is our God. This is the God that's brought us out of Egypt. And the question we can ask ourselves is, how in the world could they have forgotten God so quickly? Like, how in the world could they have built this molten calf to worship it, to sacrifice to it, and to say, this is the God that's brought us out? I think the passage lends to us kind of just looking at two quick ways that the Israelites maybe had this step of which they've forgotten God. And these two steps also we fall into today. The first is that notice it's just a simple fact that they felt that God has abandoned them, that their leader has abandoned them, that they felt that God was distant, that he was away, wondering, where the heck is he? Where is this leader that brought us out, who is closely connected with God? And because he wasn't physically there, that they felt abandoned, they were quickly moved to just replace it, because they wanted something near, they wanted something close, something that they could touch, something that they could see. And so the same thing is for us, that when we feel that God is away, there's just a quick tendency in us to replace God with things that are tangible, replace God with things of which our heart grasps. And so for us to be on guard with that, especially this time when we're in lockdown or we can't come to church, God seems distant. God's far away. I can't receive the Eucharist. Okay, am I grasping for things right now and trying to replace it with God? Maybe the tangible, which is so important in our faith, that we're bodily people. Am I replacing anything with God? What am I replacing the time with? Is it other things? Is it these false idols? Is it the golden calf? Secondly, is this a notice like the social mob? Right, you can just imagine the scene down there on the base of Mount Sinai, the people quickly talking to each other. It's like, I don't know, where is he? Do you know where he is? I don't know. I don't think he's ever coming back. No, I heard he's never coming back. And just quickly, this social mob lends to a social loosening of moral judgment. And when you have a social loosening of moral judgment, the ground of which we make decisions becomes really unstable. And then all of a sudden, it quickly becomes just following the loudest voice. And it just is to what seems to be most expedient. I do things that are just the easiest things or the quickest things. Or I do the things that bring about the least amount of pain. Or I do things that bring about the most pleasure. And there's a social aspect to this. And we see this in our culture, in our society today, of just a common thought socially where our moral judgment just becomes really clouded. And then we end up doing things, and even we have laws in place, and there's a common thought amongst the majority of the people where it's like, yeah, this is okay. Like, we just have to do this because. Look at where we've got with abortion over the years, right? The social loosening of moral judgment in that realm. Look where we got just with regards to people, for us thinking of that it's okay not to go to church on Sunday. There again, a social loosening of moral judgment. Well, you know, 75% of the people don't go to church anyways. It's really not that big of a deal if I don't go. That's it. And there you go. There's the floor of which we stand just becomes unstable. And then we follow the loudest voice. And then all of a sudden we're depraved. We've turned, we become stiff-necked. God is out of the picture. We have false idols. And so it's a great opportunity for us to reflect today on how maybe those two ways that the Israelites turned to making a golden calf, how are those two ways of us quickly grasping for things to replace God with, as well as a social mob or social loosening of moral judgment? How have we fallen into either one of those two these days? And let us, this time of Lent, through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, turn back to God.